Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That, presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on in business, in marketing, in life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what is going on this week? Well, let's talk about video content on social media. This is where it is at. We all know that in the last year, video content, whether it's LinkedIn or TikTok or Instagram or wherever, your website, this is what people are consuming. But there's been a shift. So there's a new report out called the State of Social Media Report by Tubular, which is getting a lot of attention because they analyze the length of the videos and how we are interacting with them. So for example, on YouTube, it used to be that videos that were 0 to 30 seconds were it. That's what everybody was really engaging with, and the views were really high. But now the new data, when you compare videos that are 0 to 30 seconds versus videos that are 30 to 60 seconds, the ones that are 30 to 60 seconds on YouTube are driving a 25% higher overall view rate and engagement rate. That's a big deal. And then on TikTok, we're seeing the same thing. So if you compare 0 to 30 seconds on TikTok versus 1 to 2 minutes, the 1 to 2 minute videos are driving a 20% higher view and engagement thing. And for both platforms, okay, over the last 12 months, these longer form videos have had an upload increase of about 40%. So if you're out there making your videos, whether they're for any platform or on your website, it's no longer try to jam it in 30 seconds. This 1 to 2 minutes is really going to work out well for you. So what else is going on? The other thing that's going on is the type of content that is being consumed. This one kind of messes with me a lot because I don't do a lot on TikTok, quite frankly. I just don't. I don't post there. I don't do a lot, but I think I'm going to need to start doing it. And here's why. What category of content do you think is surging in terms of content consumption on TikTok? It is not beauty. Beauty's in third in terms of the fastest growing segment of content that's being consumed on TikTok. It's not music. Music is the second fastest growing right now. But the one that's growing the fastest is business content. Business to business content is up over 73% in viewership on TikTok. I need to get on this. I really do. So if you're not on TikTok and you're a business marketer, you're like me, you're missing the boat. Some other things that are going on. So let's talk email for a second. This is pretty interesting from World Data Research. They just released some new email marketing trends reports. What do you think is the number of times marketers send out emails to their database on a weekly basis, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer? Believe it or not, business marketers on average are sending out 3.5 emails a week. And on the consumer side, it goes up to 3.9 emails per week. Now, you may be saying, what? That's too many. That's crazy. But when you think about it, really, though, let's say you send out a newsletter. Okay, that's one. Now, let's say you have an offer that week. That's another one. And maybe you're doing building an urgency. We're like, oh, time's running out, last chance, whatever. All of a sudden, getting to that 3 to 4 times a week is really not that hard. So if you're sending out one email a week and you think, oh, that's a lot, or even two emails a week, you're not even close to what the average is. So that's super interesting data. So what's nonsense stuff that's going on that's completely meaningless? Well, for me, there is a great new show on Netflix. It is called Perfect Couple. It's with Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber. It just came on Netflix. I'm telling you, it is great. You know what's great about it? I don't know how you feel about this. I like it. It's one of these TV shows that only has, I don't know, has 7 episodes or whatever, and that's it. It goes away. It's done. It's like a short. It's not where there's 3 seasons of it or any of this other nonsense, and I'm not fully done with it yet, so nobody tell me what happened. But it's got like 6 or 7 episodes, and that's it. And it's great. okay? And you get to have closure. You get to know what happened. So I would check out Perfect Couple. It's the number one show on Netflix right now. That's awesome. And then I got to talk Bachelorette. I know nobody cares. I know it's a few weeks old, but there is some news there. So in The Bachelorette, for those of you watch, which is nobody but me, okay, this clown, Devin, who's a complete tool, loser, nerd, he lied to Jen, okay? And he's just a bad guy. They broke off their engagement. But here's the good news. Jen has been on TikTok posting that she is now with Jonathan. Jonathan's one of the guys that she kicked off that should have gotten picked. Great dude, like this guy. So Devin, you're a loser. Goodbye with you. I'm very happy that Jen and Jonathan are together. I'm very happy you're all here. Leave this thing a review. I would appreciate it. It helps circulate it. Come on. What are you doing? When you stop listening, just leave it a review. I appreciate you. And yeah, drop me a DM on LinkedIn. Let me know how life is, and I'll catch you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.